On Monday, June 19th, the Lord called Mark David Hutton to his heavenly home. Stay with us as we celebrate the life of Dave Hutton.
Life is good and we are blessed, but when we face another test, we'll trust in Christ and live by faith, knowing there will come a day
we'll cry no more.
Dave Hutton was born June 30th, 1960, and grew up like a lot of young people in the 70s. But he had no idea the road that God had planned for his life of ministering to others later on. In 1982, he married Kathy Bungard, and together they celebrated 34 years of marriage, 2 children, and 4 grandchildren. In 1979, Dave began his career in radio at a small station in Mansfield, Missouri, KTRI. He later moved to KCMG in 1992 and finally found his home in Lebanon in 1996, where he was the voice of KTTK Radio for 18 years, serving as program director and on-air announcer. One of the jobs of a program director is to chart the new music for Singing News Magazine, which means you get to talk to the record promoters each and every month, a job that Dave really enjoyed. One such person that Dave got to visit with every month was Jim Stover of Crossroads Music.
Dave is one of the sweetest and brightest spots along what I'll call the telephone trail. Every month from January 1999 to about November or December of 2013, I'd call Dave and talk about music. And I always look forward to hearing his pleasant voice. He became a good friend over those years. Though we never met in person here, I sure look forward to seeing him there. Condolences to Kathy and the family and the radio family.
Another person that Dave talked to each month was Susan Wisnant of the Wisnants. She would call Dave to talk about some of the gospel groups that she was helping in Southern gospel music.
You know, as a radio promoter, you know, there are people, I'm not going to lie you, that I look forward to talking to every month. There are some that I listen for the ring, and then I talk to him, and I hurry off the phone. Dave was not like that. Dave was somebody that I looked forward to talking to every month, and I knew that he was going to love the songs that I was promoting and just love gospel music, love the Lord, and I was just such a joy, just a joy to talk to. And I tell you what, I've never been so shocked and surprised as I was when I found out what had happened to Dave. And we've prayed for him so many times, but you know what? There's no need to pray for him anymore because he is right at the throne. Wow, he is sitting right at Jesus' feet right now, and he wouldn't trade places with us for nothing. And so God has such a way of taking a terrible situation and making it beautiful. And I'm thankful that I got to know Dave. I'm thankful that he was a friend. He loved what we did, and he loved being a part of Southern Gospel Music. Most of all, he loved serving the Lord, and he's actually doing that in the finest fashion right now. So to God be the glory.
One of the perks of working in radio was the opportunity to meet the artist and build friendships with him. I remember the first time the Brumley Sing came to Lebanon, and Dave told me, "This is going to be so exciting to interview all these artists in one place." He loved to talk to them, and they grew to love Dave. Here's Brian Lester.
You know, Dave Hutton was such a special, warm individual, and always had that smile on his face. Anytime we would even come nearby, and I remember, of course, naturally the days of the singing down at the Brumley Sing, and of course, and anytime we just ever come to town, he was just always there and ready to share and talk. And you know, I respect most of all his heart for the Lord Jesus Christ. I mean, he loved people, no doubt about it. Loved his family. Loved the station. Loved all the work that he did. Loved all the gospel groups. But I know one thing. You can't have that kind of a feeling and a smile on your face like that if there's not the love of Jesus Christ in your heart. And that's what meant so much to me about Dave. And I appreciated all of the opportunities that we had through the years to just share and be around each other. And he was an encouragement to me. And I pray that in some way, some fashion, that the Lesters made some kind of impression upon his heart also. Because I know that he loved the gospel music ministry. I guess I think of the old song that Squire Parsons wrote, you know, for Sweet Beulah Land. Dave's got it made now.
I'm kind of homesick for a country to which I've never been before. No sad goodbyes will there be spoken, for time won't mind anymore.
One person that Dave loved working with was Dwayne Guerin.
Dave was just a one of a kind, always had a smile, and I tell you, I remember the first time I ever came up to the old studios down on Commercial upstairs. He just made me feel right at home, and I tell you what, Dave's one of those people I don't remember not ever knowing Dave Hutton, and of course, sat in with him many times on his show, recorded I don't know how many interviews with him over the years. He had not only did he have a knowledge of Southern gospel music, but he had a deep love for it, and he always loved to share off-air what the music meant to him and the songs. And I've seen Dave Hutton sit in the studio and get blessed more than one occasion, and tears streaming down his face to songs that really touched him. And Dave was not only a super DJ, but a great fan, and the songs that blessed him, he knew it would bless the listeners. I can't forget the great times we've had at the KTTK Christmas thing over the years, especially when we do the door prize drawings and try to pronounce some of the names of the folks, and we always had a big time. We love Dave, and we love Kathy, and well, the whole family, and Dave was just made a big impact on not only his family, the church family, but the entire Lebanon community. And a recognizable voice on the air. You knew when Dave was on the air for sure. Just that smile came through that microphone always.
Another person that Dave grew to love and have a great friendship with was Bob Ashley from the group White River.
Every time we used to do a lot of records, a lot of recording at Top of the Stairs when the radio station was there. And we actually several years we were there a lot, and every time we would go, I'd have the opportunity to just visit with Dave. He would always come in and see us, and it was always a pleasure to see him. I always had a great deal of respect for him. He was a great Christian man, and just a great man, and great at what he did there at the station. He was just made for that kind of work, and but you know, the best thing about Dave is he was just he loved the Lord. He was always very consistent. I never saw him. I always knew what to expect when we went, and always enjoyed visiting with him a whole lot.
Dave was also known for helping new groups find their place in the radio market. Here's Matthew Browder of the Browders.
Before the Browders ever had their first number one song, me and Sonia drove Missouri, and we met Dave and Kathy, I believe it was Applebee's, and we sat and we talked and had such a wonderful time, and he became a big part of our ministry, playing our song starting her music, he was a big help in the Browders getting their first number one song.
To the Southern gospel music industry, Dave was an important part of keeping the songs and the groups going. But to all the KTTK listeners, he was that friendly voice that helped get you up in the morning and make it through the day.
Good morning and Happy New Year from KTTK. It's time now for a check of a color radar weather.
That was the last weather forecast that Dave ever recorded for KTTK, forecasting a snowstorm that no one would have guessed would also mark the end of Dave's radio career. I remember the night very well. It was a Sunday evening, and being over the weekend shift, I was making plans to go in and to record the school cancellations for Monday because of the snow. I called just to make sure that Dave wasn't going to come in, and Kathy, his wife, said that he was out shoveling snow to hang on and she would go get him. When Kathy went out to get Dave, he came in and was breathing very hard. And I said, "Dave, you know, you seem like you're kind of out of breath. Is everything okay?" He said, "Well, I've been shoveling snow and I'm pretty tired." I said, "Well, maybe you need to just sit inside for a few minutes and relax." After we talked about getting the cancellations on the air, I told him I would take care of it. Kathy said that Dave hung up the phone, and within just a few minutes, he fell over with this massive stroke that left him in a partially paralyzed state and unable to communicate and talk very well for 3.5 years. It was a day that we will never forget. And even though you knew Dave Hutton, the man on the radio, there was another side of Dave that we want you to know, and that was the side with his family. Joining us today in the studio is his son, Graham. Graham, we're going to be talking about your dad for just a few minutes today. And first of all, our condolences to your family.
Well, I appreciate that. I've been telling people it's kind of hard to be sad.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he's wanted to go home for a while, and now he is.
It's kind of like feeling sorry for somebody that gets to take a trip they've always wanted to take.
Exactly.
And that's where he was at. And I know that your family is grieving and you're going to miss your dad. What a tremendous dad he was, wasn't he?
Oh, my word. best I ever had.
Of course. Of course he was. He'd think that was funny, too. He'd tell that on the air, probably. Hey, let's talk about your dad for just a minute. Folks know him as the voice of KTTK for 18 years. 35 years he was in radio, wasn't he?
Yeah, that's now that I'm almost that old, that's quite a while.
That's quite a while to be in, and he loved to be in radio, didn't he?
Oh, absolutely.
Behind the scenes, your dad, it just wasn't a job. It was a passion for him, wasn't it?
Yeah, this was his life. And it's funny that you mentioned that he always wanted to have everything perfect, because knowing when he was home and when he was at work and still mm-hmm. sounded like he was at work, there was a big difference between what we knew he sounded like when he was live and what he recorded.
Uh-huh.
He'd go in and take out all the mess ups and stuff, and just had everything perfect.
I actually found an audio clip of him interviewing Michael Booth, and Michael was having a hard time reading the liners that Dave had for him, and your dad made a confession.
There we go. Let me do it again. Sorry. Reading, I got high school's best 8 years of my life. That's where I learned.
Yeah. Oh, listen, y'all just, listen to use. Some of the things I screw up every day. I record the weather, and it takes me 30 minutes to do a 30-second weather forecast. Yeah. You know? All right.
He really wanted to do a good job for the listeners, and the listeners loved him. I mean, they absolutely just thought the world of him. And those of us that had the privilege and honor to be able to work with him thought you couldn't work with anybody better than Dave Hutton.
Yeah, that's been some of the coolest stuff to see coming through these last couple of days. Folks that he'd worked with that I'm actually friends with on Facebook on, and be like, "Hey, if you knew Dave, you knew he was just absolutely fantastic to work with." And that's really cool to see.
He loved gospel music, but he loved his family. And boy, I tell you what, one thing that he always was sure to talk to me about was them grandkids. He just thought the world of them, wasn't he?
Yeah, he did. Even after a stroke is when, I mean, Declan and Lydia were born before he had the stroke, and he, just looking through some pictures, man, you could just see the twinkle in his eye. And then even after the stroke, when we'd come in and see him, man, his face would just light up. It was really cool. We got to spend some time with him Sunday afternoon on Father's Day, and Lydia's, my daughter's big deal is to get up and give Grandpa just a ridiculous amount of kisses. And actually, we were getting ready to leave, and she got up and gave him just a ton of kisses. I think we counted 47 in a row. And the last thing he said before he kind of went unconscious, it was just, wow. It just all those kisses just took his breath away.
Yeah. He loved them grandkids. He sure did. And he loved your mom. Yeah. And your mom was super just to be there for him. And we've encouraged folks to really pray for her, because her entire life, the last 3.5 years, has been focused on every morning she gets up early, about 4:30, and is there at the care center by about 6. And then she goes to work for a few hours and then goes back in the afternoon until about 9 o'clock at night. And
yeah, she lived there almost as much as he did.
Yeah. She and some nights she slept there if he wasn't having a good night and stuff. So he loved his family, and they loved him just as much, without a doubt. Let's talk about what's some of the most memorable times that you remember of your dad?
I think there were, and I'll talk about this at the funeral, but everybody that's going to listen to this is going to know the Southern Gospel voice of KTTK, Dave, but there was a 70s and 80s hippie rocker stuck in there that would make his appearance every once in a while.
There was.
Some of the things I remember the most, we would turn on 70s Saturday while he would do the church books every week. He'd sit down at the kitchen table and just have a table full of stuff and 70s Saturday rolling in the background.
That was, I know the Eagles was his favorite group. Mm-hmm. I mean, he absolutely loved the Eagles and their music back from that day. Of course, your dad wasn't always a Christian. He had his hippie days.
He enjoyed the music before he came to know Christ.
He did. But boy, and it's amazing. You grow up on that kind of music and go that and then jump right into Southern gospel music. There's kind of a night and day difference in that.
It was an interesting dichotomy.
I love the Eagles, and I love listening to McCamey's too. They just both of them just really. But your dad was very versatile in those areas. And one thing that made him such a great guy that I loved is the fact that I don't know that I've ever met anybody who said, you know what, I just don't get along with that Dave Hutton. Your dad had this ability to be able to just connect with people.
Yeah, he can talk to, and I mean, just meet you and talk to you for hours.
Yeah. And he and I had some interesting conversations over the years. And in all those conversations, I don't know that I've ever had a conversation with your dad that was negative about anybody. I mean, I know that he probably didn't approve of what everybody did. And I know that there were some things that frustrated him at times, even about the job of in radio. There were times when we would have some struggles and problems and they really frustrated him. But I never did hear him really talk bad and negative and down other people. I mean, your dad had a true love for people and for ministering to them.
He was the definition of a servant. He, like I said, he could talk to anybody, which is weird. Coming home, he didn't talk much. We're guys. We have a certain number of words that we can use in a day.
He maxed them out by 1 o'clock.
And he maxed them out, and he came home, and he was quiet.
Let's talk about one thing that I really get tickled about. I'll remember for the rest of my life, your dad. He was very predictable in his routines, wasn't he?
Absolutely. We were just talking about that a couple of days ago. Somebody asked if we wanted some coffee, and we're like, somebody said, Dave, coffee drink? No, not a coffee drinker. Hot tea.
Yeah.
Hot tea. He'd finish up the birthdays and anniversaries at 7:35, have a strawberry Pop-Tart, not a package, one strawberry Pop-Tart.
One.
And a cup of hot tea.
Yep.
And then
that was his routine at 7:35 every morning. And that's one thing that being live that he was able to do, he kept things on the clock. And that's one thing that I got raked over the coals when I started the mornings whenever after he had his stroke was, you know, with Dave, we always knew what time it was by I knew the birthdays and anniversaries started. I only had 25 minutes till I had to be at work.
Absolutely. And we would, I'd be getting ready for school in the mornings and we'd have the radio on and be like, oh, it's, the 7:40 sports has come on. I need to be in the car and on the road.
Exactly. I mean, you knew the routine by that, and your dad was very, very routine oriented. I remember you could not go to the radio station because there's sometimes on Fridays if I would be off at the factory, I would go in and want to talk to him about some stuff and we'd work on some projects and things. So I knew not to go at 8 o'clock. At 7:55, whenever the last song he announced and everything like that, between 7:55 and about 8:10, 8:15, he was busy
in his other office.
He was in his other office with the newspaper
every morning.
I would get there sometimes at 8:05 and they'd say, you know, he's not available yet.
And he would kill us if he heard this.
he would. But I used to tease him about it all the time. I said, I know, Dave, I know I'm running a little bit late, but I figured you were still in the bathroom, so it's okay. But I'll tell you what, as predictable as he was every day for lunch, the same thing for lunch for 18 years,
absolutely.
I think.
Peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Peanut butter and jelly sandwich and tea.
And tea.
And tea.
Yeah.
That was it.
I don't know anybody that would drink as much tea as he would.
Uncle Si, that would be about it. Yeah. But you started off and went to college for radio and broadcasting and things like that. Did your dad have an influence in that in you?
Absolutely. It was the summer between my junior and senior year, so summer of 2002, he came home one day and was like, hey, we need somebody to cover the weekend shift. You think you could do that? And I was like, you mean you want me to get up and be somewhere at 6 a.m. on Saturday and Sunday mornings?
I'm a teenager, Dad.
Yeah. Like, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. And that, we'd had a good relationship before, but that's really when I started to appreciate him.
Right.
So just, we bonded over that. And then I went to college and got my degree in electronic media production. And that was always something we could, if we couldn't talk about anything else, we could always talk about radio and stuff like this.
Yeah. I know when I went out to the care center to see him a lot, even after he couldn't really communicate other than, yeah, no, we talked a lot about radio. And he would smile and he would make hand gestures, yeah, no, or he'd kind of prompt me to say other things. And we had a really, really good time talking radio. We could always talk shop. Your dad loved talking radio. And I would tell him about some of the improvements that we've made over the last 3 years due to technology and upgrading mm-hmm. our computer systems, things that had to be done. And I'd tell him what it could do. And I said, Dave, we've always dreamed of doing that. We've always dreamed of doing remotes and not having to be at one person at the studio. Both of us could be there and we can send it over the internet. And Dave would always, he would just look at me and go, wow. I mean, they just absolutely blew him away.
Yeah.
He loved his job. He loved people. And let's just kind of wrap this up with this way. We're going to play a song here in just a second. And Heaven. This is going to be an absolutely wonderful place for us someday. Mm-hmm. But Dave, your dad gets to experience it today. What do you think he's doing?
Oh, yeah. I would imagine he's probably sitting behind a microphone somewhere.
I think he is. I thought about it, and I thought, I bet you he's running around heaven trying to find J.D. Sumner. He's trying to find some of them Southern Gospel greats. I mean, the Cathedrals and mm-hmm. All of the Goodmans, trying to find them and say, hey, now we need to talk.
Yeah.
I've had questions and I'd love to interview you. He loved to interview the artists. He loved to talk to them because they were the reason why he was there. He loved their music. He had a passion for it. So he made an impact on a lot of people in the industry. We heard some interviews earlier in this tribute about some of the things that he had done and lives he had touched just through being Dave.
Yeah, being and Dave. That is mind-boggling because that's something that we didn't see as his family. And, you know, I remember growing up, he'd be like, oh, yeah, I talked to Paul Heil this week. I'll be on the Gospel Greats in 2 weeks. And we're like, Dad, that's really cool. What? That's kind of a big deal. It's all right.
He never got the big head about it.
Absolutely not.
Never. We're going to close out our tribute to your dad today. I think a song your mom said is one of his favorites. In fact, he was so excited the first time he heard it, he had to tell her all about it.
Yeah, I was talking to her about this, and she said, I can remember the curve in the road where we were, and he was just telling me about just how great this song is. Oh, it's so good. You can't wait to hear it. I can't wait till you can hear it. And just really excited about it.
And I think the song is very fitting for him today. Mm-hmm. It's Michael English, I bowed on my knees and cried, Holy Graham, thank you so much. We love your family, and you're always going to be a part of our family, and just appreciate you guys so much. Thanks for sharing your dad with us.
Thank you. Thank you.
I dreamed of a city called glory, and it was so bright and so fair. I cried, holy, oh, the angels all beneath there. They carried me from mansion to mansion, and oh, the sights I saw. Did I say I want to see Jesus, the one who died for all? I bowed on my knees and cry, holy, holy, holy. I clap my hands and sing, glory. As I enter the gates of that city, sat down with Timothy. Oh, but I said, Timothy, I want to see Jesus. Thank you.
Dave is survived by his wife, Kathy, his son, Graham, and his wife, Elizabeth, and a daughter, Chelsea, and her husband, Brandon, four grandchildren, his mother, Sue Hutton, two brothers, six sisters, 22 nieces and nephews, a number of great nieces and great nephews, and a host of friends who loved him dearly. Thank you, Dave, for your friendship, sharing your gift in radio, and for being an example of a true servant of God. We will see you soon, my friend. I'm Don Anderson, and you've been listening to a tribute to the life and the ministry of Dave Hutton on KTTK.